And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. What does it mean for God to be with us or amongst us at a time of loss or grief, or perhaps just at a time of giving thanks for someone's life for all that it means to you? Well, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't mean that we are able to be free from pain or disappointment or confusion when God is with us. I think God is much more real than that. In fact, everything I know about Jesus entering into our world seems to suggest that God enters the unexpected world that is not always neat and tidy, where people's lives are disrupted by all sorts of challenges, and enters our lives and situations as we are. In the reading that we had from Isaiah, there's four titles given for the Messiah, and he will be called a Wonderful Counselor, the one who counsels us, who is with us to guide us, to give us fresh hope and to light the path. The one who clearly is there for us to see and to feel and the experience and to experience at the very times when we know the absence of those whom we love as a reality. He is also called Mighty God. Not perhaps mighty in the sense that we often think of it. Mighty in a different way. Able to discern, able to hold the pain of the world in one hand and the hope of the world in the other, and all the while being full of infinite compassion and grace. And he is Everlasting Father, perhaps the most problematic image for some people, for not all, of course, have had fathers who have been there for them. But then the very meaning of everlasting is that this Father is always there for us, especially at times of particular need, especially in the case for those who have lost a parent, but equally for all of humanity. And finally, he is the Prince of Peace, who enters into anxiety, into depression, into bereavement, as well as joy and laughter, and brings the wholeness that comes from the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in us, but also holds those who have no peace and doesn't rush the process or hurry it up or get impatient, but is there present, waiting to be a source of comfort, and says, "Come to me, all of you who are burdened, and I will give you rest for your souls." Emmanuel, God with us, clearly has many meanings. God with us at times when we need to hope, when we are clinging on with our fingertips, when perhaps we are in a dark night of the soul. And yet seeking to bring the light of Christ, of God's infinite love and compassion, of a presence that provides peace and the love of a parent with limitless patience and outrageous generosity. Tonight is not about coming up with simple solutions or about solving a problem. It is just to be present, as God is present, and to enter into a gentle conversation full of hope and of love.